Hello, hello, everyone. Dana Williamson here with Bad, Blessed and Honored Destined LLC. I am the original Bad Queen of the Round Table. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Bad FBI podcast, Visions and Dreams. I was in the middle of reading a book that I'm rereading for like the thousandth time when something came to me while I looked at a phrase I know I've read many, many times before. Let me say here, sidebar, we as faith-based individuals, we will decide that there's only one way to get a set of instructions, and that is from the Bible. The Bible is our basic instructions before leaving Earth. It is everything, anything that is given to you outside of the Bible can be confirmed by the Bible. I am not ever going to say that you can't, that the Bible is not your end all be all, because it is. What I'm going to say here is, being your end all be all, you have to know that God will use other things to confirm everything. He will give you scripture, and if you have any doubt, he will send you a messenger. And if you have any doubt, he will send you this or he'll send you that. Anytime that you have doubt, God will confirm, not disobedience, but doubt. Those are two different things. I don't want to go too far or too deep. I want to basically give you why I'm here today. Over the next 12 weeks, the Wednesday wisdom will be given here on the podcast and not on Facebook, because there are some different things that I'm doing that just need to happen. And you have to understand that in those things needing to happen, again, I am following the will and the will, the purpose, the way, all of what God is telling me to do. I'm being obedient. That is it. That's it in a nutshell. I am being obedient. And in being obedient, I am saying to a lot of you, this is why I need to come here with this message. So I digress. Let's talk. I'm reading this book for the thousandth time, and I come across this phrase that has I've come across many phrases in the past 3 or 4 days while reading this installment of this book. But I'm saying to you, I come across this, and this made me pause. This made me pause and say, I have to speak to my audience, and I have to do it now before I forget what I need to say, why I need to say it, and what this Holy Spirit dropped in my spirit. Now, mind you, the Visions and Dreams podcast was originally created as a way to share visions and dreams, be prophetic, release the prophetic in the calling or in the understanding that in who and what I am, right? And I understand that as things evolve and change or whatnot around us in the world, the word of God doesn't change. His instructions to us don't change. So there are a lot of things that I'm doing every day. You know, there's a lot of things that I'm doing as far as the Bad brand. You would have to go visit my websites or the other podcast, which is the Bad Queens of the Roundtable podcast, and listen to some of the updates or whatnot that I'm doing there in order to understand what I'm saying here. But here is basically, is really for the faith-based individual to get a rollout of what is necessary as they're building business, as they're going through ministry, and as they're dealing with everyday life. And so again, I digress, but I needed to get that out, because as we go over Wednesday wisdom over the next 12 weeks, you have to really tap into what has been happening in and around us since the start of 2020, when COVID hit us hard. Okay. And so one phrase that really, this phrase that really brought me here and in what I need to say on Wednesday wisdom is, I know as a prophet, I had always been taught that, and even the Bible tells us that when people die, they die. They don't remember, you know, their lives or anything. Their spirits are just in limbo or wherever they are, heaven or hell, at the gates of heaven, at the cusp of hell, whatever. They don't know about their lives. But there was this one man who died and went to hell in the Old Testament, and he knew what his life was. He knew where he was. He knew what he had been, what he had done to get him into hell. And he asked one of the angels to go to the world, go back to the land of the living, and warn his family. And they said they couldn't. And so that keeps us in the land of the living, in the understanding of, okay, well, he didn't get to talk to them. They don't know that he knew where he was. But then that tells me, does that trump what we've been taught? Do I need to go back and restudy that scripture on that the dead don't realize who and where they are, what they are, and let the dead bury the dead, basically? Yes, it does. It does mean I need to go back and restudy. It does mean I need to sit before the Lord and I need to hear things. And the reason why is in this particular book, a woman who is dead, has been dead a very long time, recorded, I'll say about 6 or 7 months in this book, recorded messages for 3 to 5 people to be released after her granddaughter died. And the reason why, and not even so much after her granddaughter died, but the day her granddaughter died. And the reason why was because she was a seer for all intents and purposes right now. And she had to release, she had to get messages and instructions out to people who would, who had trusted her while she was alive, who would even trust her voice, even though she recorded it before she died, but would trust her voice, quote unquote, excuse me, from the dead. And as I get to her second phone call, if we would, I finish that part and I realize that there are some things that if we had paid attention to while alive, we would have been able to handle for many people around us, even after we're gone. I've had a couple of visions and a couple of dreams. I dream all the time, but I've had a couple that have been real pertinent to my life and very important to where I'm going for the changes that had to happen. And these things, thank you, Holy Spirit, these things had to come about at the time that they did, because it had to, it was a reassurance that I was on the right path, that I was doing the right thing. For instance, and I don't mind telling anyone this because a lot of people already know, I have given up, completely given up office number 2. As of yesterday, I turned in office number 2. Okay. And I'm no longer doing it. So when I woke up this morning at about 8 o'clock, I had to even shift my alarm clock times from 6 to 8 because there was no reason for me to get off and rushing into the morning because things are different. I plan my own schedules. And so as I was laying there thinking, you know, this is different, this is odd, this is strange for me, I realized that God had been positioning me into who I am prior to the drop off. The weight had been lifted when I scheduled to drop the car off, but what had also been lifted was the worry that things weren't going to be accomplished the way they needed to be accomplished. Hey, this is 2022. This is no longer 2012. Okay. And this is no longer, oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is no longer 2015. 7 years ago. So this is not 10 years ago, and this is also not 7 years ago. But what it is the reality of knowing that when you are disobedient, it will, one, affect your revenue, but it will also, you know, cause you to reap what you have sown. And so with that, I'm saying to all of you, on Wednesday Wisdom is you have to get the understanding of who you are while you're living, because you may not have the opportunity, the second chance, okay, while you're living, but you also may not have the opportunity to teach others after you're gone. The reality that I see in myself is what I know as being a ministry leader, as well as being a seer. I have known I've been a seer since 2011 and probably 2010, but I never really realized what the magnitude of that was, because I would see bits and pieces and not all. And one of the things God said to me this morning was, you need to stop questioning what you are being shown and walk in what you are being shown and leave it as such. I am so grateful that God uses me in such a way that makes more sense each and every day. I learn something new about myself each and every day. But I'm so glad that God gives me the opportunity to learn, because now that I have this second chance to complete this part of my life that needs to be done, I totally get where the religious misconception has always been. You see, as ministry leaders, we walk in that religiousness. We walk in what has been known and what has been taught, because it's comfortable, it's easy, and other people gravitate towards it. But when you don't realize that, when you are not willing to accept that you do not have to follow the norm, you start looking at everyone else as if they are the problem. When you look at everyone else as if they're the problem, you start to focus on people and not on the task at hand. I need to say that again. I need to say that again. Because you know what? Some of us may not even realize who and what we are and why we do what we do. And so, here it is. When you focus on people because of the religiousness that you've been taught, you don't focus on the task at hand that God is telling you to do. That causes problems and allows you to walk in disobedience. You don't want to walk in disobedience. You don't want to do those things that God has said, and you don't want to run away from what God has said. You don't want to run away from the instructions that were given so long ago. I mentioned that this is no longer 2012 and this is no longer 2015. And I say that because God had given me instructions in 2012. Gave me an opportunity to leave corporate America in 2012, and I didn't take it until 2013. And then in 2015, God gave me instructions on moving out of the home that I was in, basically preparing me for the new, and I only partially took those instructions. It's still disobedience. It's still disobedience. Just as simple. And the problem with that is many of us will find ourselves making excuses for the disobedience. There was no excuses for why I did not walk away from corporate America back in 2012. I thank God for the second chance in 2013. And then 2015, when I lost my home, I didn't even try to succumb to whatever that was. I didn't even try. I just took it on the chin like I should have done what I should have done. But then God gave me an opportunity in 2017 to become a homeowner within 2 days while I was still being homeless. I'm sharing all that to say, while living, we have an opportunity for people to see the evidence of our fruit. Whether or not they see it is not even up to us. It is for us to understand that we are who we are and that we are going to do what we need to do. It's part of dying to flesh daily. When you die to flesh daily and you get the recognition or the understanding that you need to get in order to build your business, in order to walk in ministry, in order to walk in the calling that God is telling you to do. When you decide that while you're living, you're going to be obedient, you have the opportunity to help people even after you are dead. Mind you, I've written a number of books that, you know, over time that they're no longer what we call evergreen. I need to write more books or release more messages or write different digital products or whatnot. But nonetheless, I've written a number of books that people can go back and see my history. People can go back and see what I've done. People can go back and see that this is who I am. You follow what I'm saying? And so in knowing that and in doing that, I'm while living, I'm leaving something, I'm creating something to leave behind once I'm gone. Now, mind you, dead people don't come back and leave voicemail messages. Dead people don't come back and write letters or what, anything like that. Those are the things that they do prior to, write books or anything like that. Those are the things that they do prior to them dying. But if I can say anything as a seer and as a ministry leader, if God allows me to do something where I write letters or I leave voicemail messages that people will receive after I'm dead and gone, then they will. But let me help you. Let me, thank you, Holy Ghost. Let me tap or give you this to tap into. I'm doing a podcast right now. And as long as my podcast is available on Anchor, on Spotify, on iTunes, these messages on Google, these messages will be available after I die. The books I've written, no, they're not letters, but they will be available after I die. So if anyone wants to tap into what I've done, what I've shared, anything that they want to learn from, guess what? It's there, and it'll be there for them after I die. This Wednesday Wisdom, I want you to take into consideration what you're doing right now and what and whom you're leaving things behind for. I'm not trying to say you're leaving legacies. I'm not trying to say you're building legacies. I'm just saying, what are you doing? Make sure that it's in the will of God, whatever you're doing. And the reason why is because God is expecting something of you, from you, through you, for other people. It's not always about you, sugar. It's about being obedient to the call. And it's about understanding who you are in the call. And it doesn't matter that you can't see God. And it doesn't matter that you don't understand the things between Genesis and Revelation. What matters is that you try, you study, you pray, and you listen to the instructions. So if I had to say anything more on this Wednesday Wisdom, listen to the instructions. Because whether you get them now or you get them later, get them, and it shall be done. God bless.